Entrepreneur Podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from Startuprator.io again with This Month in German Startups, joined by Chris from New York. How you doing, man?
I'm very good. Freshly vaccinated.
Awesome. Glad to hear. We have some This Month in German Startups for you coming to you with a March 2021 news. Welcome to This Month in German Startups by StartupRate.io in a transatlantic news recording with Chris in New York City and me, Joe, from Frankfurt am Main. Today, we are wrapping up March 2021 for you. We talk about Austria's first unicorn Bitpanda and Samva attempt, yes, the rocket internet Samvers, at a German Tesla, SPACs, indoor farming, open positions at N26, and much more. You can now follow us, all of our social media channels, our podcasts, as well as our internet radio station, plus our newly approved Alexa skill with a Linktree link down here in the show notes. Let me get a little bit to housekeeping and time to brag before I hand over to Christian. StartupRate.io was placed by Listen Notes in a global top 0.5% of podcasts out of more than 2 million they are tracking. Welp magazine from London writes, these are the top venture capital companies in 2021 with an honorary mention of StartupRate.io. And as I said before, we now have an Alexa skill for our internet radio station. So then you can install it and say, Alexa, play StartupRate.io. Christian, you want to take the top news?
Totally. And and we say Grias, the unicorn, which is Austrian for hello, little unicorn. And actually, it's not a unicorn. It is a panda bear. Then, because we in Austria, we have the neo broker for digital assets, Bitcoin and more, and it's called Bitpanda. They raised $170 million at a valuation of $1.2 billion, and they are located in Vienna. So, Austrian startup scene having a first big splash there. The Samva brothers, which are the brothers behind Rocket Internet, the pretty successful German internet VC company, have won the youngest Samva brother, Alexander. He plans a listing of a solar company called Enpal, which just says we want to be the German Tesla. So a very well-trodden path by now in the startup world, I think, to compare yourself to something that people immediately understand. In this case, it's a solar company. Fit Analytics from Berlin gets snapped up. It's a wearable company. And Snap is the company that bought it. So the AI-based Fit Finder recommends fitting clothes and shoes. And we have bigger indoor farming with InFarm, a company that does what it says, apparently. The urban farming startup raised an extra $100 million to expand after raising $170 million in September 2020.
Asset management, give me your money. After Vanguard and BlackRock, Fidelity enters German robo-advisor-digital asset management market, buying a stake in Berlin-based Moonfair, which offers investment in private equity funds. N26 has many open positions, not as promising as it sounds. N26 is losing employees, writes a German blog, startup blog. Their current headcount is around 1,150, down almost 500 from 2019, approximately 1,500 at this point in time. This coincides with the head of HR, formerly with Adidas, leaving her job after just 6 months. Our In Germany, we would say Dauerbrenner, the usual suspect, Wirecard, just a small selection of the news around it. Keep in mind, there's still an investigative committee ongoing. The new head of BaFin. The last one had to go after Wirecard. The new one is currently heading the Swiss finance oversight and has a Swiss and UK passport. And we also find a very interesting article on the double life of Wirecard's fugitive executive. Christian, you are an ecosystems guy, right?
Totally. One interesting study that we found was dealing with the corona pandemic and what it might mean for German economy and European economy, and also especially for the VC climate. And the KfW research coming from the German Kreditanstalt für Wiederaufbau, a governmental program basically to help funders and entrepreneurs, they have what is called the German Venture Capital Barometer. And there it came out that the VC business climate in the fourth quarter of 2020 was actually better than in 2019. So this would mean in pre-pandemic times. So they see that the depths of the corona depression are kind of overcome by now, and there is an increased satisfaction with governmental programs. And but we, as always, the whole situation there is still in development. We have right now a pretty lengthy ongoing kind of lockdown in Germany. I mean, it has the word, but basically offices and schools are open. And so, of course, as with everything related to corona, these opinions might change fast. But it all goes to say that the overall mood is not apocalyptic. Let's put it like this. And we found a list with Europe's top 50 most influential women in the startup and venture capital space. A couple of these we would like to highlight. There's Alizé de Tonnac, the CEO or co-founder of SeedStars World from Switzerland. There's Julia Bösch, the founder and CEO of Outfittery. Madeleine Gummer von Mohl, a co-founder and CEO of Betterhouse. Maria Penanen, co-founder of Accelerator Frankfurt and previous CEO of crypto blockchain startup Sentiment. We have an interview with her. You can find that in the show notes. And Marie-Helene Amitzreiter, lead partner at Speed Invest. The full list can be found on EU-startups and in our show notes. And as an overall ecosystem story, we also found information about short sellers and SPACs. Short sellers boost bets against SPACs, writes the Wall Street Journal. We will come back to SPACs later. Investors, just one quote, investors who bet against stocks are targeting special purpose acquisition companies, one of the hottest growth areas on Wall Street. The dollar value of bearish bets against shares of SPACs has more than tripled to about $2.7 billion from $724 million at the start of the year, according to data from S3 Partners. That's a quote from the Wall Street Journal from March 14th. And last part of the ecosystem is a bit of some like cold water. We have to look into female founders struggle for funding in the Berlin startup scene. That's at least the impression that Deutsche Welle got during one of their reporting researches. And you will find a bit more about that in our show notes. Basically, the little clip or the reporting came up with the result that the ideas that female founders are often pretty good, but they are considered not scalable, and that's why they're not attracting investments, and that the whole scene in Berlin is dominated by men. Back to another man.
Back to another man. Thank you, Chris. Let's talk a little bit about hubs. As always, the order and the news of the cities is only due to the time when we discover the news. So really sorry if this goes back, forth, north, south, east, west. At one point, we're going to sort this, but we have not figured out a really good way to do that. Frankfurt credit platform Credit Shelf has lent out more than 300 million euros, says the CEO. We do have an interview with him dating back a few years. The online broker Flattex DEGIRO, as you can tell, it's a merger of two online brokers. They are listed in Frankfurt and they are now valued at 2 billion euros. Bremen, a very nice city to the north of Germany at the North Sea, they came a little bit into the public eye due to the headquartered Greensill Bank there. Greensill insolvency puts deposits of half a billion euros, almost 600 million US dollars from cities and municipalities at risk at German Greensill Bank. The debt, because they have to file for insolvency and the deposits are not fully covered for non-retail investors. For retail investors, they're usually covered until 100,000 by the government, and then there are additional security measures for retail investors. But again, this really hits at the municipalities and cities. We also have a blog post around this here as well. The beautiful city of Heidelberg, Berlin-based, Patient 21, Patient 21, buys hospital St. Elisabeth in a borough of Heidelberg named Handschuhsheim. The city of Karlsruhe, air taxi startup Volocopter raises 200 million euros. A lot to talk about Munich. Apple will invest 1 billion US dollars over the next 3 years in Germany, including a new center for chip design in Munich, which has the capacity for 1,500 employees. Kranos Health is focusing on men's health and raises 7 digits, writes Munich Startups. And Starnberg, a very nice and posh town close to Munich, AM Ventures starts 100 million VC fund for investing in industrial 3D printing startups. Then we go back to the Baltic Sea, Rostock. Insurtech Hepster raises 8.7 million euros. And we stay in the very north of Germany. Hamburg, New Work SE. They run a competitor of LinkedIn in the German-speaking area called Xing.com. Slightly increases revenue to 276 million euros and EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxation, depreciation and amortization, to a little bit over 92 million in 2020, according to their published but not yet audited results. The Hamburg-based real estate crowdfunding platform Exporo loses the second of its three founders. Only one of them remains, and the remaining one was a founder of a startup they acquired. A little bit to the east of Germany, Chemnitz, air quality monitoring company Courant GmbH, Courant GmbH, raises 6-digit venture capital funding from a strategic corporate investor. Going to Austria, as Chris already said, we have a new panda there. No unicorn, but panda. And let's go a little bit to Switzerland. The startup Planted Foods closes 17 million Swiss franc, which is 15 million euro or 18 million US dollar VC round, writes MoneyCap. And there is a great long, but in German, article about Hashmask, the story behind the Swiss-based NFT pioneer. And NFT means non-fungible tokens. If you're interested in that, stay tuned. We'll have a special on Good Friday. And Porsche Digital, with their brand Forward 31, expands their startup portfolio with investment in The Embassies from Switzerland. The Swiss company is developing a digital platform and a habitat that provides tailored premium living in retirement. Whew, Chris, that was a lot. You want to take over from now on?
Sure, because we're moving on from the cities and countries you were just talking about to companies. One thing that we've been talking about quite a lot on the podcast is the whole industry of groceries and grocery delivery in Germany, which is always, as we say, kind of interesting because the German public is pretty price sensitive when it comes to groceries. And so it's very hard to actually come up with margins for the stationary grocery companies, as well as for anybody who would deliver, because people are just not willing to pay much of a price premium, even though they get an additional service. And one of the stories there is always that when Walmart started to come to Germany, and there were these Walmart greeters at the entrances saying, "Hey, welcome to Walmart," Germans were more like, What do you want? Like, can I get cheap milk, please? What are you doing?"
And also, Germany is the home of Aldi and Lidl, the two now internationally expanding discount chains for groceries. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Christian.
No problem. We love our groceries cheap. So, having said all this, Flink, a Berlin-based grocery delivery startup that operates its own dark stores, raised $52 million following their competitor Gorillas, which raised $44 million, and they are all focusing on delivery. I mean, we will have to wait and see how the pandemic will shift the market there and whether people will stick to grocery deliveries even after the pandemic. We have some more on SPACs. The next SPAC made in Germany is going to go public. TioTech A by Lesara founder Kirsch and HelloFresh CEO Richter wants to raise $300 million at a Nasdaq IPO. Bookrunner is Deutsche Bank, and we also have a link to their SEC filing S-1 in our show notes. The Frontier Acquisition Corp, a SPAC backed by German investor Christian Angermeyer and Falcon Edge from New York, started trading at Nasdaq, and they are looking for biotech companies. We found some news on the forever ongoing internet trading saga of the winter 2021, which also rode headlines in Germany, of course, and it's about GameStop. And we saw that in the aftermath of GameStop, the German finance oversight body BaFin started to investigate the neo-broker Trade Republic to look and see what went on there. We will keep you updated on that. And just some super quick company notes, one after the other. I'm just gonna shoot them off. According to a German press report, the New York-based Tiger Global is in the process of investing in Berlin-based Pitch, the alternative to PowerPoint for Generation Slack, by one of the founders of Wunderlist. TeamViewer buys an augmented reality specialist named Upskill. Swarm wanted to turn insects into snacks like food bars, but now they threw in the towel. We have the former fintech builder FinLeap, who had to publish numbers, and it turned out Deutsche Börse invested in spring 2020 at a valuation of €330 million. Value of their portfolio holdings now is around €1 billion. Rocket Internet changes tactics, is now actively looking for an investment professional to make cryptocurrency investments. Deutsche Bank wants to offer payment services for e-commerce. CureVac and Tesla Grohmann work on a modified RNA microfactory. Flixbus, Germany's number one coach operator, officially ends its corona break and starts limited operations again. And the international VC firm Preside Capital raises $350 million in a second fund. That was a lot springing back and forth. Now back to you.
Thank you. The reason this international VC firm is there because you always need to know where you can get the most money, and new funds are pretty easy to get money from at the beginning. All other news. German outpaced the US in new e-car registrations in 2020 after a 264% subsidy-induced surge. both countries remain behind China as the number one market globally. And finally, Delivery Hero CEO sells stock worth more than 22 million euros. We do have a little bit more on stay ahead of the curve, like pitching to angel investors, legacy banks and the crypto offerings, how blockchain is going to disrupt the neo broker market, how COVID-19 is boosting innovation by The Economist, Amazon quietly began building a grocery chain during the pandemic, and the former SolarWinds CEO blames an intern for SolarWinds 123 password leak. Huh. Not the bravest step by a former CEO to blame a former intern, but nonetheless, he did it. Christian, that was very quick, approximately 20 minutes. It was, as always, a pleasure working with you and looking forward to do the April news with you. No joke.
Yes, no joke. And I say goodbye from New York, which is getting ready for spring. See you soon.
Yeah, same here. Everybody who would have seen me this morning would have realized I already have my annual spring hay fever with nose and all of that. But I try to keep it undercover as much as I can. And that means spring's already here in Germany. Thank you, guys. Looking forward to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.